You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm speaking to Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. When we spoke this morning, Nick, on the opening, the market was up around about 0.5%. When I say the market, the all-share index, up around about 0.5%, but it sort of fizzled out in the afternoon.
Yeah, it did. Evening, Lindsay. It's been one of those days where, you know, the market was, the spread bettors were calling it up sort of, up 10, 20, 30 points, I mean, neither here nor there. And it got a little bit of a bounce on the open, a little bit of open interest. At one stage, up 250, 260 points on the all share. I mean, as you said, as the day progressed, the buyers sort of disappeared and we managed to finish. Well, we still finished up, but at one stage, we're actually quite comfortably down. But, if I had to look at, we can talk about the volume later, but very disappointing. It's even worse than last week. So just wonder, this was supposed to be a day when everyone was back this week. So I don't know quite what's going on. Real lack of enthusiasm in the market today, I guess.
Well, I think what it is people are waiting for things. They're waiting for a US earnings season, and they're waiting for the South African Reserve Bank's MPC decision on interest rates. And so they wait.
Exactly. And this week, actually, from earnings season kicking off tomorrow, sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is a chocker week. There literally is a page full of stuff to look forward to. And today there was nothing. I mean, if I look at my SENS announcements on my screen, a few stuff that came out, Monday, of a very busy week, today was a day that literally guys are sitting on their hands.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple of interesting moves, but before we get to the interesting moves on the JSE, let me give you the market data, if I can just work my screen out here. The Rand, just as I'm getting it up, the Rand under a little bit of pressure, and as I said to David Shapiro earlier on, it could be to do with the fact that some people may have, not insider knowledge, but extra sensory perception about maybe an interest rate cut on Thursday rather than what everyone thinks, which is a flat liner.
You say a little bit weaker. I think it's quite in a quiet market, that's quite a decent move. It was trading at 14.28 against the dollar sort of early on our open this morning, and now 14.45.
There we go.
So almost a 20 cent move. And yes, you know, the jury, if you look at the sort of the economists that have been polled for the Saab on Thursday, 25 economists polled, I think something like 22 with no cut and 3 with a cut. But certainly someone's positioning their book accordingly, because it's not just dollar strength. The dollar's actually flat against dollar is stronger against sterling. There was a news out this morning, Carney talking about, and a few of the Bank of England guys talking about an interest rate cut in the States from 0.75 to 0.5. But, I don't know. The Rand is telling us something here. This is quite a decent move.
Yeah, indeed. And those currency traders and those bond traders are generally more intelligent than new portfolio managers and equity traders.
Than us dumb stock traders. Couldn't agree with you more. Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, let's have a look at the spot prices. Dollar rand, as you say, is 14.45. British pound against the rand, 18.77. And the euro rand is 16.08 with the euro dollar virtually unchanged. So it's not a dollar story or a euro story with this rand weakness. It's independent weakness. 111.27. Dow Jones is up very, very slightly, 40 points or so, which is nothing these days. FTSE up, FTSE, let's call it flat. S&P up 0.3%. NASDAQ up 0.4%, so really, really boring there. Let's have a look now at the commodities.
While we're talking shares, let me chime in there. So new high on Apple, once again, $313, another new high.
Good Lord.
And those who watch, that's obviously, I mean, that is the American market at the moment. That brings its move to 89% in 12 months. And Tesla jumped out. Those who follow Tesla and Mr. Musk, broke $500 a share for the first time today, up 5% on the open. Bearing in mind, this particular share is the most shorted share on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. 32% open interest on the borrow. So those who understand that, basically in a nutshell, means that every hedge fund in the world is short Tesla as it is spiking at new highs every day.
And that's exactly what it is. It was 38% 2 weeks ago. So now 6% of the people have thrown in the towel and covered their shorts, which is something to do with the 5% move today, I would think.
Agreed. Yeah. A classic case of a short squeeze there. Textbook stuff.
Yeah, it is. The gold price is down $12 to $15.50, bang on support. It just looks to me as though it's pecking away at $15.50 and it's going to fall in a heap with a stronger dollar, which is what I see. The Brent crude oil price is $65.56, which is down 0.5%. Platinum is down $10 to $9.69, let's call it. Palladium, Nick Kunze?
Once again, bucking the trend, up 0.3, one of the few commodities in the green, at $2,126 an ounce.
Can you believe it? Okay, let's have
a look. Only one that's up, yeah.
Exactly. Let's have a look at some of the shares that are making headlines today. If I just refresh my screen for a moment. It was Telkom this morning. Is it Telkom again at the top of the list? Yes, I believe it is of the big
correct, yeah.
Of the big stocks.
35 on the nose, yeah.
Exactly, 35 on the nose, up 6.84%. Massmart rewarding management for cutting or potentially cutting 1,440 jobs, up 5.6%. African Rainbow Minerals, diversified miner, up 4.75%. South 32 up 2.8%, and Assor is a 2.33% winner. On the downside, Vivo down nearly 4%, Imperial down 3.4%, RCL, the former Rainbow Chickens, down 2.8%, PSG Consult down 2.75%, Roynet down 1.75%. Anything there that you can get your teeth into?
No, but I'm going to throw one in there which didn't pop up on your leaderboard, which is Ascendus Health. Who know it, it's, you've spoken about it a couple of times in your show, you know, pharmaceuticals that do sports medicines, etc. It's been a bit of a problem with CFDs and gearing and basically borrowed too much. That is down. I've got that down 10% today, a new low, new all-time low, R1.39. And you've got to ask if this thing is an ongoing concern at the moment.
It's been an ongoing concern ever since Carsten Wellner left, mm-hmm. And I think he left at the right time and he thought, well, maybe I'll get out here.
I think he rang the bell there, Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. And can you tell me, if you look at your graph, exactly what the high was? Because this was a darling, this one.
Stock market darling. We had a few of these on the JSE. Yes, the last high was, what have we got here? The high back in 2016 was R28.80. It's now R1.39. I do believe this is part of the JSE's 90% club.
Good Lord, that's going to hurt. That really, it does. Okay, it's a quiet day. Give me the JSE indices as the JSE closes or has closed.
Yeah, so the JSE closes business, as you say, for the Monday. We have the all share is major. Look, it was down for the last sort of US, the last half an hour. So it managed to close just into the green, 0.15% up, or 87 points to 57,572. Top 40, almost 100 points firmer, 0.19% to 51,343. And looking at the leaderboard in the indices, financials, the big drag. That's obviously on the back of a much weaker rand today. Down 0.81%, industrial also 0.31% weaker, but managed to keep us a little bit in the green. Energy shares up 1.28%, and basic materials had a good day, up 0.85% on that index.
Nick Kunze, thanks so much for your analysis. That's Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.